the case. Both of mine are Hondas. I paid $1,700 for my 82 back in 2001. It was 19 years old when I bought it, but it was in excellent shape. And, you know, a new Goldwing right now, the basic one, is it starts at $28,000, goes up. And I'm looking to downsize here. If I keep riding on two wheels, I'm looking to downsize weight-wise. My wife doesn't ride with me anymore because of health issues, trying to get on and off the bike. So, you know, I'm looking for something, you know, smaller, but I have certain needs that I want in it, and I'm still looking at, you know, $18,000, $19,000, and I got to replace a couple of vehicles, so that's not going to be in the, I got to do the vehicles before I get into the luxury items. So, yeah, that was, you know, several things that talking about Harley not having anything of an intro bike, and, you know, even your Street Glide, kind of the entry bike is, you know, over $20,000, so that doesn't help with this. Yeah, you can pick up used ones, but even the used ones, actually, my 82 has doubled in value since when I bought it. So I bought it for $1,700 in the condition it's in. I by Blue Book, it's worth $4,500, so that's really kind of crazy. KC8YVF.
Hi, that's kind of how everything's going through here and such. I kind of think the markets are getting towards the top end, and that's not even across the board. I mean, if you look at some of these pickups, if you go into vehicles and such, who wants to pay $80,000 for an F-250 or a HD-2500 pickup? You know, you try to get one all stripped down so it has two windows and a heater in the dang thing, and you're still paying $45,000 for them. It's ridiculous on the pricing and such. It's a joke.